Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Only Melissa. Only Melissa from the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Could have beef and could complain because she feels like she was robbed at a charity event.
I was.
How is that happening?
A charity event that you were taking part in.
Yes, I was.
Can you please?
Okay. So, I'm sorry. I'm still really angry. So, I'm trying to get the exact words so I don't seem like a crazy person. All right. So, yesterday I participated in this. It was a competition, competition charity event at Foxwoods, one of my favorite places. Mm-hmm. And it was me and like a bunch of random TV personalities. It was like a guy from Survivor, a guy from Big Brother, a couple from The Bachelor, like all these people, and then me.
The Z-list, as we like to call them.
Hey, I was happy to be a part of the Z-list. And it was 11 of us. And the competition was, you had to go in the outlets at Foxwoods, and there were 10 stores participating. And there were tables set up in front of the stores that were participating that had merchandise on it. Now, each one of us got this little red wagon, like one of those red flyer wagons that you see at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And you go up to each store and take some merchandise off of it. No price tags. And the person who got the closest to $1,000 in merchandise without going over wins $5,000 cash for your favorite charity.
All right.
And the losers, quote unquote, get to keep all the merchandise towards your favorite charity. Now, of course, I'm raising money right now for Taunton Pop Warner because my girls are going to Disney.
Yeah.
So that was my charity.
So I just want to make sure.
Laughing already. Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. So even if you lose, you win because you get to keep
the
stuff. So
one would think, Romero.
Yeah.
One would think if you lose, you win.
Yeah.
Not in my case. Okay. So I had a strategy, right? You get 30 minutes. And all of us, we were each given a stopwatch, right? So I had my strategy. Everyone's running around with their wagons, and I'm like, I'm going to take my time because the stores weren't that spaced out. I got plenty of time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm writing everything down as I'm going and writing the approximate price down and adding it up so I'm making sure I'm not going over the $1,000. One other part of the rule that I didn't tell you yet. Everyone must grab one item off each table and no more than two.
Okay,
now keep that in mind. So as I'm going, I'm collecting, I'm being really particular. I got my, you know, Old Navy flip-flops, and then I got my Eddie Bauer down comforter.
Trying to calculate in your head.
Yeah,
okay, how much is this? Yep. How much is that? All right.
My Nike water bottle.
Okay.
My, you know,
$4.99.
Gymboree kids boots. Okay. My basketball. Like, I've got all these random things in my wagon.
$29.95.
Right, exactly. And I'm going, and I'm seeing everybody else running down the halls with their wagons. And now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing that their wagons are full, like overflowing, like stuff falling off the sides of these wagons. And I'm looking at my wagon that's barely even a quarter of the way full yet. And I'm like, you idiots.
How is
you
guys this possible?
Right. Well, I'm like, yeah, please. They're going to go way over or whatever, right? So I'm getting down to the last few stores. Gone. Everything's gone. All the merchandise gone. Nothing left. I'm sitting there like, well, what am I going to do? So now I start yelling at the people that are working in front of the stores. I'm going, wait a minute. Where's my stuff?
God.
And they're like, we don't know. People just took stuff. I said, no. They're not supposed to take more than two things. So I get back to my little table, right? It's almost the end of the 30 minutes. Everyone else's tables are completely full of stuff. I probably have 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
10. And I'm like, hold on a second. So now, not only do I have no shot at winning the $5,000, because I'm not going to get anywhere close to $1,000, but now, even my losing prize, quote unquote,
you don't have enough to give to kids.
It's like nothing.
Couple pairs of flip-flops.
Right. So I go, now I have to keep in mind here, this is a charity event, so I can't go up to the guy organizing it and yell at him, because that would be in poor taste.
Okay.
So what did you do that was similar?
Okay, Pebbles, very good question. I went up to the man and I simply said, is anyone going to get disqualified because they took more than two? Why is that bad?
Melissa, that's legit.
Everybody took more than two things, because which took away from what I was trying to do.
Because initially you said two was the max that people could take. Yeah, so there's
everybody
no way.
Put it this way. everyone felt so bad for me at the end of this thing, they started giving me stuff. Oh. They were like, here, take well, some
that right there, take that it. Shows yeah. you that they knew they were wrong
Absolutely
for cheating.
Absolutely wrong. Yeah,
well, it shows you that she caused such a scene.
No, listen.
That she made them feel guilty.
It yeah, but there's legit. Rules, Romero. The rules Thank were you. You could only take two items.
Right.
Now people are taking more than two
like
items.
Five, six, seven items. That, so they're taken away from me and my charity. So now right. I ended up with about $475 worth of stuff, which is still great. Don't get me wrong. It's great. And I got to keep the wagon. I was happy about keeping the
wow.
wagon. But I'm just saying, I think it was wrong. I got robbed. I should have been able to at least get a few more items from
But it's
people.
A charity event. You just kind of got to eat it.
I know.
Yeah, but just because it's a charity event, does that mean we don't pay attention to the rules?
Right. That's
oh my
cheating.
God.
Now, you should be mad at everybody else because they were cheating at a charity event.
Right. Okay.
That's
well,
all I'm saying.
Everybody else, it's your fault.
Right.
That Melissa caused a scene at a charity event where
Thank
she
you.
Got free stuff at the end of the day.
Thank you.
That's the equivalent of when somebody wins a prize from us to get into a concert and they get pissed off that because they just got free tickets to a concert that they want to go to, they're not sitting in the front row.
See, I knew you'd be on my side, Romero. Thank
exactly.
you.